Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, a day 391. How are we all doing? Oh, it's that exciting time where I get to open the chat and see who's first. Quick refresh.
Renee.
Oh, Renee, hello. Jonathan. The artist form. Oh, and that's a whole minute. Jonathan, Renee was in at 2 minutes two and you were in at 1 minute two. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. But congratulations, Renee. So, hello, Renee. Hello, Jonathan. How is the arm, Jonathan? Do we have three heads or three arms yet? Let us know. Hello, Alex. Alex has got bronze. Whey, yes, Jonathan, we're in. So, Rip Van Winkle. Do you know,
He went dead early, didn't he?
Yes, yes. Poor Jonathan. poor Jonathan. Oh, we've actually got a funny tale about last night, haven't we?
Have we?
Yes, we do. We do. So, as we're going through the show, you know, at the beginning we say, if you enjoy it, give us a like. And at the end we say, if you enjoyed it, give us a like. Because the more likes a video gets and the more comments a video gets, the more YouTube like it. So, Mike, at one point you said there was 14 likes on it.
Yeah.
So we were doing quite nicely. By the end, there were only 9. So I think people liked it at the beginning and didn't like it by the end. Oh, we've been giggling about that all day. Anyway, there you go. Right. So Jonathan's not too bad. Got Pfizer again. Pretty painless. Good. Good. Glad you're okay. I'm imagining if you were okay with the first one, you'd be okay with the second. But, you know, you never know, do you? So fingers crossed. CQ Deb, CQ. Hello, Kim. Yes, we figured you nodded off very early, Jonathan. But not to worry. Have you caught up yet? Yes, you caught up this morning. Especially behind the scenes of Notion. Oh, we're going to do more of that. Notion, what was funny, which I couldn't explain last night. When Mike was doing his bit, I was getting my screen set up so I could show Notion. And I had half the pages open and stuff. And the pages wouldn't load. And I'm like, really, Notion? Right now. It had been slow all day, which I think Kim agreed with as well. But it was like, this isn't good. This is not good. Luckily, by the time I'd come to it, I thought, right, I'm going to have to shift slightly. And what I was intending to do, I'd had so many requests about the bulk importers. People were like, I love the idea, but I can't create one. Show me. So I thought, well, if we bring the bulk importers forward from next week, that'll solve a problem. So we did manage to do that. And then we actually got quite detailed, didn't we? When I was creating tables and then actually deleting them so Kim could see what would happen. And, you know, I was looking at that and I was thinking, when we started, we were using original tables. Didn't know any better. And then weird things was happening. And Mike was like, I'll just duplicate this table. He's like, no, what are you doing? Because we ended up with column after column. So that's how the system developed. So it was good to confirm that that was exactly what happened. Oh, and then when I'd finished, you know, all the Keyboard Maestro stuff. Yeah, I disabled half the macros so I could recreate them in the demo. I had to go back through and undo all of that because nothing was working. If a Keyboard Maestro ever goes away, I am so, so, so knackered. Seriously. And the way that I see Apple, where they're not going to trickle down the Mac to the iPad, they're going to trickle up the iPad to the Mac. I'm terrified that there'll be an update and Keyboard Maestro won't work anymore, which means that nothing would work. So fingers crossed that does not happen. But let's be honest, we all know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. Oh, you're very welcome, Kim. You enjoyed the Notion session last night. Renee, or maybe when I repeated the like, the people decided to click the like button again and switched it off. Well, it could well be, Renee. That's an excellent point, but it's never happened before. So we were just giggling. I mean, we've had the likes and dislikes and stuff, and the comments are absolutely hysterical. Well, I was talking to some people about 6 months ago on a course, and they hadn't got a YouTube channel. And one of them was saying like, well, actually, one did have a YouTube channel a while ago, like 8 years ago. And they got these comments and it bothered them so much, they shut the channel down, which I always think is so sad. So there were people chatting away about, oh, and then you get bad comments. And I went in, and I don't usually say anything that much during these sessions, but I thought, I'm going to have to say something. Because, you know, that is going to happen. Just ignore it. I mean, the worst one I think I ever got, I mean, there was a really nasty one a while ago. And do you know what the nasty one was about? The nasty one was about the Deaf and Think series. And I thought, you know, remember, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. That one was not good. But there was another one. And what they'd watched the entire video, which was must have been about an hour and a half. It was like a live session. And then proceeded to pull apart every single word I said. And this email that I got, which was, you know, you need to read this and don't do that again. And it was things like I was saying, and then I clicked this button over here. And they were saying, you know, you needed to be more clear about where the button was. But I drew a big red box around the button. So did you not see that? I thought, I'm going to have to print this out to PDF just out of curiosity to see how many pages it was. It was 7 pages. And I thought, and it was a comment, and I thought, you seriously spent however long, I mean, to write 7 pages, that's going to take 5 minutes, is it? I would reckon even if you spent, and I'm talking A4 pages here, I reckon you're looking at least 5 minutes a page, if not more. But let's say 5 minutes. That's 35, 40 minutes of your life you're never going to get back. And all you're doing is being critical. What is the matter with you? But people do that. The other thing people do is put a dislike on a video before we've even started, which I always find hysterical. But we've not had the mysterious case of the missing likes. No, that one was interesting. No, I never had that one before. Oh, good grief. Do, 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 do. I know, it was spooky, spooky. What can you do? Oh, Kim says that she has accidentally switched off a light by hitting it again and then had to like it again. Good grief, Kim. Kim had a patient who threatened her life because we accidentally put the wrong middle initial on the insurance form. You can't please everyone. But you know, it does. I know you hear this and it's a bit passe, but honestly, it tells you more about them than it does you. But when you're involved, you're more giddy and hyper with it. But honestly, anybody who would do that, there's something mentally wrong with them. I mean, if it was deliberate, I'll tell you the one thing that used to annoy me, and I didn't get to the point of threatening anybody's life with it, but I made very clear that it was his responsibility to get my name right, was my French teacher. Now, we all know, I am not good at languages. I have no desire at all to be good at languages. I'm just, what can I say? I'm not good. I was until I was 12. I did 1 year at a grammar school in deepest Cheshire. And we spent the entire year speaking French. And I was good. I was in the top, probably about the top 10% of the class. Loved it. But then changed schools. They had a totally different syllabus and they had spent a year writing French, not speaking it. And I'd just lost all confidence speaking it because I couldn't write anything. And the test was at the beginning of the year to see what group you're going to be put in. They would dictate something and you would have to write it. And I remember handing it in and saying, sorry, I've not written French before. It was appalling. And I know it was. But that was just me. By the time we got to the fifth year, which is when we're leaving, so that's when you're heading up to 16, we got this French teacher who was actually French. And he seemed to have a problem pronouncing a hard G. So he would say Gilles, not Giles. Now, considering he marked me down every time I said something wrong, oh, I got my teeth into that one all right. In the end, he had to write it phonetically and he still struggled to say it. By the end of the year, we were doing our oral exams. So it was like a tape and your teacher was sat with you and you had to, the tape was stopped. And well, actually, there was like a recording, a simultaneous recording. And they would ask you a question in French and you would have to answer. And it did it on the tape. So for the beginning of the tape, to make sure that the tape was allocated to the right person, he had to say your name and put like a code number in. And he stopped the tape and he said, he looked at it phonetically and he said, it's Giles, isn't it? I said, yes, it is, not Gilles. pronounce. So I got through to him all right about pronouncing it. I felt with him, the position he was in, you know, I was going to correct him every single time. I'd only get a bit uppity if people did it deliberately, repeatedly. But if it's a mistake, what is the matter with you?
Like all the Swedes that call me Thomas.
Yeah, there's loads of people call you Thomas.
Yeah, then they say, sorry, Mike.
Or they come on with Mr. Mike.
Mr. Mike. There's one guy at work from India who calls me Sir.
Good grief.
Thank you for the training, sir.
People do, though, don't they? And you just go with it. That's like we keep saying with pet and love. It's a northeastism. Mm. And here, it's not unknown for people to say love. Dad would say love all the time to people and no one would turn a hair.
Hiya, love.
Yeah, but if you go to London and you say that, they'll have you arrested.
Yeah.
Not only would they look at you, they would report you if you said that. Honestly, different breed in London, I'm telling you. But anybody who gets snarky over things like that, I don't get it. You make yourself look stupid. But what can you do? That's the difficulty when you've got two first names. Exactly. I mean, you also get that with India, don't you? Because theirs are the other way around, I think.
I think they are.
Yeah. But I'm not really bothered. It's interesting with Elaine. I think Mum always said E-Lane, but some people say E-Lane. Craig says Elaine.
Elaine.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me in the slightest, whatever. I'll take anything. I'm fairly flexible like that.
Elaine.
Oh, Renee says he would hate it if they called him Love. I think it's just a local thing. It is.
It's a Manchester
thing, and it's like hen in Scotland. You're right, hen. And what people, you know, it's usually used for a woman.
And duck in Stoke.
Where you don't know their name. You all right, hen. And people just accept that. I wouldn't be offended because, you know, if I'm in Scotland, they say, okay, hen. And I think people did when we went up to Edinburgh, didn't they?
Mm.
And I was thinking, we have to be careful here because there's all these things about the Welsh and the Scots don't like the English, that they see the English as like invaders and they don't like them at all, that they come in and they buy holiday homes, which pushes up the price of all the local properties. So I was going to be really careful about it. Now, I went into this post office, gets into the post office, and they were so nice. But it's a local thing that they would say, you're right, hen, meaning, are you all right, hen? And I was like, yeah, fine. No. I wouldn't be offended because that's the way that they speak there. Same as pet. Pet is Geordie land. And there's probably a load of others that we don't even know about. In Liverpool, it's more, it would be,
la.
You're right, la. I've no idea what la is short for.
I don't know.
Michael, do the Googles and find out. But they would say, you're right, la.
Liverpool slang.
Go on. I'm presuming you are. It must mean, well,
lad.
Which is weird. So they would call a girl a lad as well. La becomes non-denominational, yeah. Gender-wise. Gender fluid.
Gender fluid.
There you go. Gender fluid. Renee's sister-in-law called him honey. Ah!
Honey.
Yeah, you'd hear honey here sometimes. Yeah. And darling. Some people would say darling. No G on the end, you know. Darling, not darling. It's just the way they are. Hello, Tony. Loving that, Kim. When I was in Scotland, I generally couldn't understand a word they said. Some have an impenetrable accent. I will give you that, they do. We had a friend at the Mac Club. Lovely, lovely guy. And I could understand him because I'm used to a Scottish accent. But his was very, very broad Scottish. And you really had to concentrate as you were listening. It was like a foreign language.
Now, one for Tony. Me old China.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Yeah. It's Tony's from down there.
Well, that's China Plate, isn't it, mate?
China Plate, mate, yeah.
You see, now we've got rhyming slang coming into it. I don't know how anybody ever learns English. If English isn't your first language and you speak it, I really admire you because there's so many idioms and local words and double meanings. It must be a nightmare. Do you remember when the lads at United taught Andrei Kanchelskis bad words? And they convinced him it was I can't remember what they convinced him it was. But the only English he had at this point was training is at 10:30. That was the only English phrase he knew.
At the apples and pears, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. And you see, Kim loves the rhyme in English. Some of them, I'm like, I'm going to have to think about that one. Hang on a minute. Oh, but yeah, it's fun, isn't it? It's fun. Now, in the southern US, they may call you darling, sugar, honey, and things like that. Yeah, sugar isn't a popular one here, but darling, yes. Honey, yes. But more frequent would be love. There was one, I'm sure we mentioned this. It was a character on Coronation Street. And she would say, you're right, cock. And that is a northern phrase. You wouldn't say that to a woman, but you would. Hence, hen. You all right, hen. It tends to be a woman. But this particular character was forever saying, hey up, cock. And she just meant, you know, hello. She couldn't just say hello. But it was hysterical. That's before we go any further. Alex's maiden name ended in love, so people misunderstood my name and shortened it. Oh, Alex. So it had to say my name full of love, love. That doesn't exactly work, does it? Oh, dear me. Nicknames are bad, though, aren't they? If you've got a name like mine, you couldn't really do much with it. You couldn't shorten Elaine other than Lainey. Mum was deliberate with that. But my surname, Farmer Giles, which wouldn't have bothered me but for the fact that my dad was a transport manager at a fruit and vegetable company, and the business was on a farm. And the guy who said this, I mean, you can't stop kids saying it. And it came, I think, from, was it Beatrice Potter?
I don't know.
Farmer, was that Mr. McGregor? There was Farmer Giles.
J.R. Tolkien.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, I could do him damage for
Farmer
that.
Giles of Ham is a comic medieval fable written by J.R. Tolkien.
Oh, well, there you go then. So that's how it happened, right? But from other kids, fair enough. But my RE teacher would use it. I think he was trying to be funny. And the one time I particularly remember, RE is religious education, by the way. So the one time I remember was he was giving back the exam results. Yeah, we actually had to do an exam in RE. Oh, dear. It's one of the things you definitely dropped. Although you could take it to O-level, I don't know many who did. So he was handing back the exam papers, and instead of him walking around the room and just giving them to you, he sat there and he tried to find something funny to say about everybody's name. So it wasn't just me. One of the ones before me was called Karen, Karen Coe. COE. So he said, come on then, Sebastian. You know, Sebastian Co. And he tried this with every one of them. And then he gets to me and I thought, oh, wait for it. Come on, Farmer Giles. And I wouldn't get up. I thought, you either call me by my right name or I'm not moving. And I think he thought I hadn't heard him. So he tried again and I still wouldn't move. He ended up bringing it over because I wouldn't move. But I mean, it's the only way. My aunt is called Maureen and she would never answer to Mo. She hated Mo. And so many people called her Mo. As though, to me, you can have a name, can't you? Like Elizabeth. And there's Elizabeth, Liz, Lizzie, Lilibet, which is how the Queen is addressed. So when people write a letter, when somebody who knows her writes to her personally, you'll see it say like Aunt Lilibet. Whatever else is there? Betty. You name it, there's a million names. So if somebody's called Elizabeth, say on a list, like a training list, and they've put their full name on it because that's what they want the certificate made out to, I would say to them, you know, how do you want to be addressed? Is it Elizabeth? And they, oh, no, actually, it's Lizzie. I go by Lizzie. So you'd ask, but people would just shorten her name to Mo without asking, which... Really? But there they do. People are rude, aren't they? They are. My teachers particularly so. But it's all right. I train them in the end. Who else have we got joining us? Deb heard a speaker misspeak a name yesterday. Said the fault line that runs through Missouri and Illinois, as the someone in Spain might say it, instead of saying new mad, like I'm mad at you. Do you know, I hear misspeaks all the time, and I don't know whether it's colloquialism, where that's the way you say it where you are, or whether it's actually a mistake, particularly YouTube videos. One of them was doing an entire piece. It was one of the true crime people, and they were American, and they were doing an entire piece on Lester. Now, I think if you were going to spell Lester, Lester, it would probably be L-E-S-S-T-E-R. If you've seen how Lester spelled it, nothing like that. She spent the entire video going Leicester. And that's not how it's said at all. But there were some English ones who made mistakes as well. I think there's Godalming, which I think that's spelt the way you would say it. But she called it Godalming, which is, no, it's Godalming. We've got one near us. I'll tell you what, I'll type it in. There's no G in that, is there? No. But you pronounce it Altringham. Not Altringham. It's Altringham. So there is a silent G in there somewhere. And comical with that one was a legal case, and it was in administrative law, which is the equivalent of like, it's similar to constitutional, but it's all the nuanced paperworky side. It sounds really dry, dull and boring, but I loved it. And there was a case in there. Yes, there is an ice rink in Altringham. You're quite right. They moved it. They moved it. Used to go there. Loved it. This case involved a justice of the peace, which is like a magistrate, so a junior judge, but they're actually lay people, making a decision, and it had to be seen to be. So the upshot of the case was, justice has to be seen to be done, not just done. And the case was brought by a company who had put in a tender, a bid for something on tender, and the people making the decision, one of them worked for the opposition. Now, maybe they were jonnock in how they organised that. Maybe they were true to the rules and whatever. But, and maybe justice was done, but justice was not seen to be done because they could have had, well, they had a vested interest. So the thing with this case that fascinated me was it was the Altringham Justices. And that was in the title of it. But the company in question who took this, it's called a Quango, a quasi-autonomous non-governmental organisation. So the government don't want to make a decision about something. They set up a body to deal with it. And that is a Quango. It's quasi-autonomous. That's important in administrative law, because if it's the government, then you turn to constitutional law to sue and deal with it all. If it's a private company, then it's private law that applies. But what happens with a Quango? It's half governmental and half not governmental. And that's where administrative law comes in. And the company who had actually sued this Quango was the company that my dad worked for. So I knew it inside out. So the lecturer starts talking about this important case from 1976. I remember my dad giving evidence in this case. So I'm fascinated. I remember because when he went to work, he had like, he had a tie on, but he had like a uniform on as like a foreman, a manager. But this occasion, he went in a suit. So I knew it was a special day. It was a suit job. So he starts talking about this case, and he had the principle that the case established spot on. But the details were a million miles out. And his pronunciation of Altringham was also absolutely atrocious. Altringham. So I said, it's actually pronounced Altringham. And he's like, where's the G? No idea. No idea where the G is. But that's how it's pronounced. And then he was talking about what the company actually did. And I said, my dad worked for them and he gave evidence in that case. So I started telling them about the company and how it would have arisen. And basically, there was like five companies locally. And it was all to do with school meals, hospital meals. So they were delivering fresh fruit and vegetables to these places, and each one of them had a kitchen. And you would have to put a bid in for the tenders. But these companies were all after undercutting one another and doing deals like taking Christmas trees round to people on the committees. Let's say they kept their friends close. And that's what it was all about. So although it might have sounded like, well, it's to do with the fruit and veg. No. It was to do with all the backhanders that were going on beyond the fruit and veg. Oh, fascinating. Right. Who have we got one here? Chiswick. Chiswick, indeed. And another one in London, Tony. Holborn. Which has an L in it. No idea where that goes when you pronounce it. What others have we got like that? Johnny Giles. Yes, my dad used to get everywhere we went when I was young, and I'd be glued to my dad, real tomboy. We'd go in like car dealerships or Halfords, and when it was like putting his name down and it was Giles, it was any relation to Johnny Giles. Every single time they asked him. Kim loves Mo. I don't have a problem with Mo, but she did. And that's where I think you should call somebody what they want to be called. But people try to call you Kimberly. It's just Kim. Or Kimmy, like Mikey. Do you know, Mike must have about 20 different names. His mum calls him Mick, which I never do. Never, ever, ever. It's Mike and nothing else. Mike or Mikey, nothing else. But his mum's, well, she calls him all sorts. She'll call him M. Just call him by his initial. What others has she got? Mick, M, Mike, Michael, when he's in trouble. He was actually christened Michael, but Mike uses Mike. Hardly ever uses the Michael. So loads of different names. And his brother gets called like R for Rob. So Rob, Robert, again, when he's in trouble. Comical, just totally comical. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce those, Kim. I'm not. It'll be a disaster. I do know some ones that are a bit odd that I can pronounce. One was that Chappaquiddick, which I think is probably spelt the way it's pronounced. But if you hear it in a TV programme, then you'll get it right. But if you're reading it, there's no clues. We don't have acute and grave letters, do we, that give us a clue how it might be pronounced. So I never laugh at anybody who mispronounces something, because maybe they learnt it by reading and not, they didn't hear it. So whether I can sit and listen to somebody talking about Leicester for an hour, whatever. But, you know, some people in the comments are so rude, and they'll tell them how to pronounce it, and then they'll give them the Wikipedia page and all the rest of it. And it's like, do you know what? This kid was 18 and she does a good video. What's she up to?
Just have a look at her face.
Oh, Lola, what have you done? Lola!
Right eye.
Left eye?
Left eye.
Lola, where have you been? Oh, good God, get a picture of it. Turn the light on. Where's she been?
Outside.
Oh, for crying out loud. I wish you could see the dog. She looks like a panda. I'll try and get one when she turns round this way. Go and settle down, but let me see your face. Lola! Come on!
Right.
I'm going to post this to your great shame. That's a good one, that one, Mike. Oh, honestly, Lola. That would be a good photo, but you moved and it's blurred. Oh, for crying out loud, she's filthy.
Oh, there she is.
She's got outside and made herself totally filthy.
Incoming.
Okay, hang on, let me accept it. And then I'll cloud up it and we can all enjoy it.
And then I'll get a rag and wash her face.
Oh, leave her till it dries. It'll drop off when when it dries.
Well, it's wet and muddy out there.
Really? And she thought rolling in it was a jolly good idea, did she?
Snow.
Crying. Oh, yes, we had a snowstorm today. I know, 10th of April, still snowstorming. Right, have a look at that one. Have a gander at that. Well, I find Mike's. Oh, look at the state of her. Lola. She's every bit as bad as Mayer, if not twice as bad, you know.
Yes.
He was quite careful because he didn't really want a bath. He was never really that keen on a bath, so he didn't bother. Look at that face.
See, Kim's been out in the snow and sleet today.
She's totally, totally brazen with it as well.
She is.
If that isn't bad enough, she's brazen about it. Honestly. I can still see you. You think I can't? Come on, look this way.
Oh, we had some bad news today.
Did we?
Yeah, I told you earlier about the lady around the corner.
Oh, yeah, that was so sad. Yeah, I didn't realise the dog was that old.
Yeah, the lady around the corner, the one that drops treats over the fence with the occasional bag of dog poo. She lost her dog yesterday. Well, earlier this week. I don't know if it was yesterday.
So sad.
It was 13. She said she was 13 and had a good life.
I think people are probably saying the same about the Duke of Edinburgh, you know.
Well, he's 99 and had a good life.
Exactly. I know, it honestly. And Jonathan's quite right. She's thinking, I'm so dirty, so what? I'm dirty, so what?
She's not been fighting, Renee. No, she's been in the garden.
Been in the garden thinking it's a good idea to get covered in mud. It was the other eye yesterday, as you all saw yesterday evening. It was the other eye. Today
think,
she's gone for the
I think
the
it was one. A football I threw at her.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Even if your dog is 13, I mean, Maya was 13 and a half. You know, they've been part of your life for so long. She must be completely lost. You'd be picking up the lead and thinking it's time to go for a walk and then remembering.
Yeah.
In fact, it was Maya's collar and lead that got me. I had to put it in a box in the end. You know, just seeing it there when he wasn't there was just too much. Too much. You know, the time was right. He was starting to suffer. And we always said, like, as long as he can go for his walk. But he was starting to suffer and he'd already had, like, it's like a seizure. But that was about, it was March, wasn't it? About 4 months before he died. And you knew that the end was coming. But hence, as long as he can go for his walk. But then when he died, we were just completely lost. But some people just head out and get another dog straight away, don't they? I couldn't do that.
I remember her saying to me, it was, we still had Maya, so it was many years ago. And she said, we're getting a dog next week. She's really excited.
Some people do, though, don't they? I mean, Paul across the road.
Yeah.
They had a dog called Ben. Oh, he was gorgeous.
Virtually yours.
Before I knew what his name was, this couple moved in. The parents, the guy's parents, had the house before they did. So they died and he moved in with his wife and her dog. And they didn't have a front fence. So their house is like ours. It's on the corner and you could see in the kitchen. And there was the back garden. So what they did so the dog could sit outside was they had like a 5-bar gate thing put in, a gated fence. So he could see through it and you could see him. So all day there I am. This was before we had Maya. All day I'm sat there looking at this dog and I didn't know what the dog was called. Never spoken to the guy. But he'd bark at people that passed and you could wave to him and that. And he was such a gorgeous dog, a lassie dog. And I said to Mike, you know, I didn't know the name. And he said, is a dog there? And I said, oh, yeah, he's virtually mine. So this dog became known as he's virtually mine because he was so close and I could wave at him all day. But he was very, very timid of virtually everything. And then Maya arrived, who was timid of absolutely nothing. But when he died, they got another dog within about 3 days. And the one they took on, he was two when they took him on. And they've still got him now. But he was two and he'd been rehomed. They are golden retrievers,
golden
aren't they?
Retriever, yeah.
Beautiful looking dog. But he had no clue. So, honest to God, the guy was amazing because he was in his 70s, this guy. He walked him like 3 times a day and every time to try and teach him some manners and that he can follow instruction, he would stop at the edge of the pavement and make him sit down before he crossed the road. Which Mike and I don't do because, you know, you don't really want a Sammy to sit down on the pavement outside because you know what happens here. It could be low-flying chicken. It could be 6 eggs. It could be anything, couldn't it? It could be frozen chicken. So we wouldn't have a Sammy sit down because they've got too much fur on their back end to be pulling chewing gum out of or something like that. But he had this dog sit down before they would cross the road, which sounds like nothing, you know, sit and the dog sits. No. The dog did not understand Sid, and he was so excitable when he was out, he wasn't listening either. So when this guy said sit, and this is outside the office window, the poor guy could be there for 45 minutes until he sat, but he made him do it. And this went on for weeks and weeks and weeks until in the end, the dog got it. You know, as soon as I sit, we can cross the road, and he got it. But what patience. What patience. He's got arthritis now and he's quite slow, but then they took on a girl as well, didn't they? So they've now got a pair of them, both the same breed. With the younger one, to be honest, I thought the one that's got arthritis, I thought he would have long gone by now because he'd slowed down years ago. But I think having the younger dog has kept him going. Dogs be the death of you, won't they? Did she have a roll? No, it's more like she's got her paws on the floor. And then she lifts her paw up and like rubs it across her head. I think she thinks she's a squaw or something and she's marking herself. I don't know whether she knows the colour that she looks. Lola, it's not a good look on you, babe. And then, of course, the other thing is her feet are filthy, which she's now on the mat, but she's cleaning them. I can hear her cleaning her paws as she goes. Oh, now Renee says, when my mum died at the ceremony, my dad said, and now I can get the dog mum would never have. And he did the week after. They're friends forever. It's so cool. My dad's 88 and the dog's almost 14. Do you know, I think if my mum had have gone first, I reckon that's what my dad would have done. I mean, I wanted a dog since I was probably about three or four, wanted a dog. Mum would not budge. She wouldn't budge because of the bad experiences that she'd had. She also said, you know, that she'd be the one left looking after it. And she didn't change her mind until I was 20 years ago, wasn't it? 33 till she changed her mind. And I don't know what on earth, where that came from. Do you? It wasn't like I'd been nagging again because I'd given up by then. Long given up. But it was one particular Saturday, and what we used to do on a Saturday was we would take her up to Morrison's, which is probably about 15, 16 miles away. And it was the only Morrison's nearby.
Oh, it's a cute little doggy.
And she loved Morrison's. So we'd take her up there and we'd have a breakfast. So there's a restaurant inside it and they would do like a breakfast, and it was something ridiculous like 99p or £1.49 for a full English breakfast. And all the tea you could drink, which she particularly liked, and all the coffee you could drink. So she loved this place. So we went up there, and completely out of the blue, this particular Saturday, she said, and it was probably the end of April, wasn't it? Towards the end of April. She said, I've been thinking, and we've got this thing with Nina that whenever Nina says, I've been having a think, Chidge is scared to death. It means work. So when Mum says, I've been thinking, I thought, oh no, what does she want now? You know, where does she want to go? What jobs does she want me to do? But I managed to keep a grip on it, which was just as well. And I said, oh, have you? You know what you do through gritted teeth? She said, yes. She said, do you still want a dog? Well, I looked at her and you know when somebody asks you a question, the answer's, heck yes. But you're thinking, this person would not be asking me about that. This person does not want a dog, so why is she asking? I thought it was a trick question. And I kind of stopped for a second and looked at her and I thought, well, I can't say no because the answer's yes. But I thought, if I say yes, is she going to like start a screaming fit? I really didn't know. So I said, well, yeah. So she said, well, I've been thinking maybe we could have a look for one. I remember that day as if it was yesterday because I just looked at her and I thought, pardon? I didn't believe it. I really didn't believe it. So we had a kind of chat and it was like, well, let's talk to the breeders. And that was the time when she said, it's got to be a boy. And it was the time of the foot and mouth. We had a foot and mouth disease, which means, I mean, it's not quite as bad as the pandemic, but I guess it is for animals. So you couldn't move around and go visit kennels and stuff. But I rang them and spoke to them. Everyone, luckily, had all the dogs had just had puppies. It obviously a breeding season. So they happened in April, May time, you know, March, April, May. And every one of them was a girl. And I'm like, you're kidding me. Yeah. Oh, I've just had it. Yes, I've just had a litter. Yeah, I've got three left. Yeah. And have you got a boy? Oh, no. We had six girls. Every single one. So we ended up going to visit one that had pups. But again, in fact, she's supposed to have had five girls. Six girls until we got there, and she only had five and one had died. But again, five girls. And that was how come we ended up going to Scotland. They were the only one that had a boy. But I honestly, I don't know what possessed Mum that day. Let me have a look at the picture of the doggy. Got to see the doggy. Let's have a look. Loading in. Oh, look at that. That is a fabulous picture, innit? Look at the dog. He looks just like Ollie.
That's what I thought.
Just like Ollie. Oh, yeah. Ollie's a bundle of fun. He's our house visitor, but obviously he hasn't visited for 18 months, COVID. Oh, he looks very happy there with his daddy. That's a fabulous picture. Oh, and Mike, I need a picture of you wearing Lola like that. That's you not happening, plenty. Is it?
I pick her up here.
Oh, you pick her up, but not round like that. No, one other of you would come across her.
Face.
Yes, I am looking at that face.
I mean Lola's face.
I know. I'm looking at Lola's face. Lola!
Now, if the colours were reversed.
Yes.
And it was a black dog with a white what's it? Muck.
That's possible.
Yeah.
It could have got into the talcum powder.
It could be adamant.
Oh, yeah. You bad girl.
She's not a bad girl.
She's a filthy girl. Oh, Daddy's being all soft with her now. Oh, come here. Never mind the fact that you're filthy, Lola.
I'm
going to
wash it later.
It'll be fine. Talk about can't get the staff. She's too cute. Oh, that is the most fabulous picture. What a smile. Hello, Tracy. Goodbye, Tracy. That was fast. Oh, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Oh, they must be best buddies. Best buddies. Doesn't look fit 14, the dog there. He looks like a little puppy.
Yeah.
What a face. I'll dig out a picture of Ollie. I must have a picture of Ollie somewhere. Let's get a picture of Ollie.
Picture of Ollie with Lola.
I've got plenty of pictures of Lola, obviously. I may have had... Let's have a look at the favourites. Mm. I may have had one in there. Ah, there you go. I have a picky. I have several pickies. Look at her there, you see. That's what she should look like.
Yes.
Yeah, pristine white. Look at that.
Oh, Renee, I've got your message in Slack. I'll have a look at the spreadsheets for you.
There we go. Let's send that one up to the cloud and share that. There we go. That was him on her blanket. It was his blanket before it was her blanket. Now it's Lola's blanket. He wouldn't dare now. It's Lola's blanket. Right, let's put that in there. I'm not actually sure if that's the right one. Let's have a look. Let's go and get it in the cloud. There he is. Right, is that the same one? That looks right. There we go. I can't beat that picture of your dad, though. Absolutely fabulous. What's the dog called? Have we got the name of the dog? It's like a shepherd and his lamb. That's exactly what it looks like. Amazing. Oh, let's get the name of the doggy. Dad would have loved a dog, wouldn't he? I mean, when Mayer arrived, we came all the way back from Scotland with him, and he was 7 weeks old. And we got out of the car. And
Rocky.
Rocky is a fabulous name. That's fabulous. We got out of the car, and this such a tiny dog, and Dad loved animals, and animals loved him. And I said, there you go. There's your grandson, and popped him into his arms. And Dad just looked at his face, and that was it. Love at first sight. And all he could say was, oh, look at his little white eyelashes. He couldn't get over these little white eyelashes. They were best buddies. If Dad was out doing a job, so was Maya. Dad went to Karsha the car, and Maya decided that he would Karsha the buckets. Ollie's a cutie, isn't he? He's a cutie. He's a jackapoo. I think he was 2 when that picture was taken. But such a cute face. Yeah, we'd actually stopped for breath at that point. He doesn't stop for breath often. That's the thing. And if you're wondering what picture I was looking at when I said with Lola, that's what she should look like. This one was taken only about 2 weeks after she came to live here. But we'd taken her up to York. Remember, we went away for the weekend. We rang the hotel and said, you know, are you pet friendly? And yes, they were. So we booked. You have to pay extra for the dog. I don't know why. Really, that's ridiculous, isn't it? We have to pay extra for the dog. So she's in the hotel room. She wanders in, looks round, dives on the top of this bed. And this bed was then her bed. And that was the photo that I got of her, which is very similar to one we took of Maya, isn't it? And it's unusual, that photo, because her ears are down. Most of the time, Asami's ears are up the entire time. But she was rested. You can see, we haven't even got her harness off. She's still wearing her harness in that, with her bling. She's got her bling on there that says Lola. You can just about read it. She's lost a stone off her bling. But we didn't even get the suit off. She dived in, dived on the bed, and that was that. That chair that you can see in the distance is where we podcasted from. In fact, I recorded an episode of After Hours while we were there that went out as our YouTube premiere. Oh, great fun. Great, great fun. You have to cut Kiva's eyelashes. They get long. No, I've never had to do that with a Sammy, but they are white. And most of the time you don't notice eyelashes on a dog, do you? Unless they're long or they're an odd colour. I never notice on Ollie, honestly. But on a Sammy, you can just see them and it just makes them look cute. Yes, that's it captures her attitude perfectly, Renee. Which is, yeah, stick my tongue out, whatever. Oh, such a cutie. Her little brown eyes. You can see the little white eyelashes if you go in the top. But Dad was totally in love with the eyelashes. He's like, Dad, it's the dog. No, it's the eyelashes. Oh, what can I do with him? But he loved him. He absolutely loved him. And Maya sat right by his side until the second that he died. And I say the second he died in hospital, officially. But Maya had sat there with him all night, nuzzling at his hand. And he was licking his hand and that. And then all of a sudden, and remember at the time, Maya was incredibly arthritic. So half the time he needed you to help him get up. Once he was up, he could walk. He was fine, but he was a little bit creaky, so he needed you to help him get up. But this particular day, the day Dad died, he was licking his hand and licking his hand, and then he just stopped. And then he got up by himself, and he looked at Dad, and he licked his hand again, and then he walked out the room. And I said to Mum, obviously we knew Dad hadn't gone, we could hear him still breathing, but I said, I don't think he's coming back this time, because I thought that was Maya's way of saying farewell. And then when all the ambulances turned up and all the chaos that happened on that day, I thought, the dog's going to go mental. The dog's going to howl and bark and whine. Not one peep. Because I think, according to the dog, he'd gone anyway. You know, like the soul had gone. And what was left was just, that will take its time and then he will die. And Maya was totally quiet. Even when they drove off with him. And when they drove off, they did like a U-turn and then they put the blues and twos on. So the ambulance screeched past. And I remember thinking as they put the blues and twos on, I wouldn't bother if I were you because I trust the dog's diagnosis more than yours. And the dog was quite right. The dog was quite right. But he was incredibly quiet. Unusual. Oh, you've got the farm shopping video. Excellent. We'll look forward to that. Yeah, Kim, that was pretty much how it was. Lola on one bed, Tech on the other, and us on the couch. There were little chairs. There was like a stool with no back on it, and there was like a tub chair. We would call it a tub chair. It's got like sides and a back, like a barrel, cut out bit. There was one of those, and that was it. Oh, there was Tech all over the place. I need to find the picture of the teapot, don't I? This was a fiasco. I remember walking in and looking at it. Oh, dear me. The teapot. I can get to that.
Are we going to go in with those five then?
Might as well. Yeah. Are they in anybody's?
I haven't spotted them.
I didn't think so. That's why I picked them.
Yeah.
Right. Where are we? Where's Alviston? Alviston.
I'll leave you to key them up.
I'm getting spam on my phone number.
No.
Why am I getting spam on my phone number? Where's Alviston? It's not near Dudley, is it? That is there. There we go. Let's zoom in and see if I can find it. The teapot. The teapot has to be seen to be believed. Right. Now, where's that in relation to civilization? It could be there. It could be there. Let's have a look. See if I can find the teapot. What year was that? Oh, I've got ice cream here. And Nina in Chidgey's arms. That must have been the year before. Oh, there's amazing food here. I should stop looking at this. It's too fabulous. Let's merge all of those together and go into that one. So I've got 600 odd pickies. So somewhere in here, there's one of the teapot. And this would have been 2019. So let's get back. You're wondering why there's a teapot. I was wondering why there's a teapot. You wouldn't have been on your own there, I can assure you. Right, let's find it. It's the one with the tech. There we go. Shall we see it in situ? Have I got one in situ? I took some close-ups of the teapot. We walked in and I said, what's that? There you go. There's one in situ of the teapot. Let's get that posted. Tell me what you would think if you walked into a hotel room and you spotted this. There it is. I'll get the link. I didn't really know what to think as I saw that. But tell me what you would think. I see, I'm giving you the context of the fact of what's underneath the teapot. Oh, look, Johnny, it's an eye kettle. Actually, it's not an eye kettle, no. That kettle didn't even have a plug, if you look at it. I won't say they don't trust you, but the cable was wired into the wall. You had to turn it on and off at the wall. Yes, the teapot. Have a look at it, let me know. What do you think? Is that a good place to put the teapot? I'm laughing because I know what comes next. Mike thought I was lock-upable. But, you know, I was just being me. Logical. I have a logical brain. What can I say? I've got a logical brain. So would you stow a teapot there? It was a lovely room, actually, wasn't it, that one, Mike? It was near the corner, wasn't it? Was that the one? Yeah, that was the one where we took the thing off the wall, wasn't it? Yeah. And used the projector and then couldn't get it back on again. That one. I wonder what they'd have thought if they'd have come in and they'd have found that on the floor. Oh, I've got a panorama as well here of the entire room. Oh, and there was a bottle of wine as well. There you go. Oh, Renee has Lola's cat sister living next door. Oh, is this a white cat? Oh, Lola would adore that. She would absolutely adore that. Let's have a look. Loading it right now. Oh, look at that. What a beautiful cat. Look at those amazing eyes.
Tony says a subdued evening to you all.
Oh, right. Poor Tony. It didn't end well for Sitter.
Come on, Tony. It's just delayed the inevitable, that's all.
That cat is gorgeous, it is. Isn't it? What a beautiful cat.
Whose cat is it?
Renee's next door neighbour. Yeah. Can you imagine? Lola would probably give it a double take from a distance and think it was a baby Sammy. Very intent look on its little face. Fabulous
face.
She's
now asleep.
I'm sure she is.
No.
I notice she's trying to hide the dirty bit. She's too cute. What a lovely name, Joy. Do you know, I wouldn't have thought of that for a cat or a dog, but it's a good name, that. Obviously, Lola came named. But they did christen her Lola Bear, as in polar bear. We knew a Sammy called Polar, didn't we?
Yeah.
Champion dog called Polar. Ever so cute. Polar and Panda. Polar, I think there was Polar Richardson.
Yeah.
But there was actually, I think, Jill had one called Polar and Panda.
And Spice.
Oh, yeah, Jill had Spice. No, not that Jill, the other Jill. The one that wrote the book.
Oh.
Yeah, Spice frightened Maya. It was the only dog that ever frightened Maya. It was a lovely dog. That was the dog that had just had puppies. But Maya went down there. He was probably around 14 weeks at the time. And I rung her and said, you know, do you want us to pop in so you can meet Maya? And we went in. There's Maya, 14 weeks old, full of energy. This dog ran in, Spice. Maya took one look and jumped in my lap. The only time I've ever seen him petrified of anything. This grown girl dog frightened him witless. The only time ever. Isn't it a light shade? Now, there you go, Alex. Indeed it is. But I walked in and I was looking at it from the side. I hadn't kind of twigged that. And I thought, what a ridiculous place to put the teapot. It's a light. Now, if you look at the very top of it, if you zoom into it, ours was actually broken. You can see there's like it that the top bit, you could pull that light up and down. It was like, they used to have those in the 70s, didn't they?
Yeah.
What do they call them? They were very 70s anyway. You pulled them down and then they would go back up again as well. But ours was actually broken, so we couldn't move it. But, you know, you walk in, you see the kettle, You see the cups and you see that and you think, what a stupid place to put the teapot. Until Mike said, you do realise that's a light, don't you? And I went, no. Because in my world, if it looks like a teapot, it should be bloody teapot, not a light. Don't ever take me anywhere where it's like avant-garde. All a bit weird. It was like something out of Alice in Wonderland to me. Like, why is the teapot a light? I swear there'll be people who've tried to take that down and fill it with water. And yes, I would probably have been one of them myself, left alone. But luckily, I wasn't left unsupervised, was I, Mike? Mike supervised me and made sure that that didn't happen. I was in my happy place once I'd got all my tech on the bed. Once all the tech was on the bed, I was a happy girl. Oh, what great fun we have. We have far too much fun, don't we? So who's joining us at By Request tonight? The theme is space, the planets and stars. I'm turning that over because I'm starting to smell burning.
Yes, me too.
Oh, I won't say it's cold here, but we've had to bring the heater back in. It sat next to the fan because the Great British Weather can't make its mind up. There you go. You would never have dark tea in that bedroom. That hotel room. No, exactly. Exactly. Oh, it was weird, that one. But it was good. When we went back the following year, I think they'd fixed it. But there you go. Songs should be really fun. Well, get your requests in. We've got some fantastic requests. Ones I did not think of. I do not like the fact that I did not think of these. But we do have some really good ones. Frank, I did not think of the one that Frank thought of. And we've got lots of Venn diagrams as well, haven't we?
We've got a few Venn diagrams,
yeah. I thought we'd have quite a few Venn diagrams. Some of these songs I'm going to know, some I'm not going to know. We've got a birthday, but keep that quiet because he doesn't know that we know. Why have we got Fly Me to the Moon twice?
Have we?
It's all right, different artists. Different artists. Oh, we've got a Beatles one as well. This is the first time I'm seeing these.
I've still got loads more to put in.
That's fine, we've got loads. We're going to start with, I think we've got four, haven't we, before we go into the first trio. But they're all upbeat, get you going. In the mood with the songs. So not too late to get any trios in if you want them. Although, you know, it's funny when people say, here's my trios, and there's two trios. So it's one trio, or if we've got time, two trios. And the funny thing is, you get some songs, and last week there was five, and this week there's seven. What am I going to do with that? We've also got a double pointer in the first three. I need to put where that was from, wasn't it? Need the album on that one. But yes, we're good to go. Oh, Renee's going to be there. Fabulous. Are we doing Fernando? What is it in Fernando? Is it in the lyrics? That's a point with ABBA. We need some ABBA ones, don't we? Oh no, we should be able to get one with stars, shouldn't we? Yes, stars. That would be brilliant. Put down Fernando, Mike. Courtesy of Kim. Get that in there before we forget it. What's on at the moment, Mike?
The Proclaimers.
Oh yes, we had a new show today, The Proclaimers. Excellent. Right. So how long before we're going in?
About 2 minutes, I think.
2 minutes to go, so not long
I'll just
to go.
Check in a minute.
Do you know something we've not done in ages? I think we were doing it up to the year anniversary. What week are we in? I kind of lost count at 36,
one,
I think.
1.5 minutes.
I'm not talking minutes, Mike. I'm back to weeks. How many weeks have been in lockdown? Heading up to 400 days, though.
Every
year. Yeah, a long, long time.
About 54, 55.
Oh, well done, Alex. That was the one that I said to Mike, don't forget calling occupants. And he said, no one's requested it. So we can have that, Alex. We will play that one. And we will play the longer version as well. Well, none of this short version rubbish. We need the long version of that because it's fabulous. Karen Carpenter had the most amazing voice. Anyway, we will
one
do an
minute.
Out on here. Because last week we cut it a little bit fine, didn't we?
Yep.
As I noticed when I was editing the show for Tracy to catch up on, because Tracy listens at lunchtime. Anyway, thank you very much for being with us. For the moment, I'm going to say good evening from me.
And a good evening from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.